And, you know, at that time, money was kind of tight, nevertheless, in Havana, you know, in Cuba. His father, by trade, was a tailor. So since he couldn't pursue his field in medicine, he picked up the trade of tailoring. And, oh, he's a fantastic tailor, perfectionist. He made a complete outfit for the Ice Capade 1 year that was here.
Wow, really?
He made a complete outfit, and I never forget it. It was so beautiful, you know. And so when he came to the United States, well, you know, in the school system, you don't have to have a degree to teach, you know, a vocational course. Mm-hmm. So right away, he got a job. I'm not going to say right away. I don't know for sure if it was right away, you know, give and take 3 or 4 or 5 years, you know. He got a job at a vocational school. At that time, it was called Don Thompson. And he taught tailoring there. And he also had a tailoring shop in Ybor City, you know, where he made suits of all kinds. Man, you say, Daddy, I saw this downtown, check it out. He go and check it out, and he'll make it to fit you as if you were
poured into it.
As if you were poured into it, and he will not let you leave unless you are completely satisfied with the suit. And if he's not satisfied with it, you won't take it out.
So your father's a tailor, and his
by
father,
trade.
By tailor.
Yeah, his father was a tailor, and then after being here for. I think it was about 8 or 9. Daddy went to Florida and now he got his degree in vocational education.
Wow. I didn't even know tailors were still around.
They are a rarity, really.
Yeah.
They're a rarity. But it's hard to find a good one. I'm not saying it just because he's my father, but he is a damn good tailor, you know. Some people have come from New York.
Really?
Yeah. Detroit. So that he would fit, you know, so Daddy would fit them, you know, and make a suit. And when Daddy was showing me how to sew, well, I'm the only one who took the initiative, you know, to sew. So whenever I would get the song, Daddy would raise up and say, Charlie, you're doing that wrong. Take that zip out. I said, hey, man, go sit on the commode and flesh yourself down. Please, you're getting on my nerves, Daddy. I love you, darling. I love you to the natural born gristle, but you're getting on my nerves. You're doing it wrong. Come here, rip that whole thing apart. And you know, my horns are twisted by that time. And you want to kind of throw out a couple of choice words, you know, but you don't want it. You want to do it, but you know you can't do it.
Yeah.
So I said, David, please, darling, you give me a headache, honey. You give me one of those Excedrins, 199.75% headaches, baby. No, you just don't want to do it right. And I'm trying to, Daddy, here, you do it.
Bingo.
Bingo. You have it. It's your baby. Mm-hmm. You take that. You go ahead and fix it. No time. He has made my sister a beautiful gown like that in no time. But see, he sews when the moon comes out. Not how often the moon comes out. And when you grab while that moon is out, then you're supposed to get something out of him, you know. But right now he sews those spells. His spells, but you know, that was his baby. That was his baby.
I've never even known a tailor.
Really? He's the tailors that they have here in Tampa, the black tailors that they have here in Tampa, my daddy taught him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He showed them how to cut out patterns, you know, how to measure for them and everything. And it's really, it's not in it to me, you know. It's really not in it. I wish I was just that artistic, you know, as he is. I was a majorette for Blake, the stunt girl, rather. And he made me a beautiful